Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran says it will ban all U.S. citizens from entering the Islamic Republic in response to President Trump's executive order limiting immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. Meantime, numerous people have been detained at airports within the U.S. and others have been barred from boarding international flights destined for the U.S. President Trump spoke about his executive action.
It's not a Muslim ban, but we're totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
Thousands gathered at international airports in the U.S. and elsewhere to let Muslims know that they have a home in the U.S. Anya Zant was among protesters in New York's JFK airport.
I feel like our president is pandering to the mob, and I don't want any part of it, and I'm ashamed to be an American today. And I want to tell immigrants that they're welcome here.
Meantime, a U.S. federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke on Saturday in the first discussion between the two leaders since Mr. Trump took office on January 20th. The Kremlin said the two leaders had a positive discussion. Mr. Trump also spoke with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, as well as German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President Francois Hollande, and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. You can get more on these stories and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com. This is